Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. That's right. I am back after my summer hiatus. And I have with me my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Ms. V?
I am doing good. I have had a wonderful summer.
Man, I tell you what, it's been a great summer.
So we're going to get this hour kicked off quick, because for those of y'all who do not know, this is the quickest hour in internet radio. We talk everything up in an hour. We might miss some stuff, but what we do is we have y'all waiting, and y'all come back the next week, and you find out why no more. So let's start this off with football. It is officially football season. It's not just football season. It is live football. So for anybody who's never listened to this show, I am a diehard Detroit Lions fan. I go to all of the games. I'm a season ticket holder. Yes, we lost today, but you know what? I stayed to the very end, and I watched where we could have actually tied that damn game, which meant this show might not have been going on tonight. I ain't going to lie, because, you know, a tie game means that they got to do more time. So I was there. We had a good chance. We did not get blew out, which I was happy for. But I'm going to discuss the game a little bit, and then I'm going to go into some other shit, because it's a lot to pack into this 1 hour. So I'm going to start off with football. I am a Eastern Michigan alum. I knew that they were going to lose yesterday. I did not look at the score until my daughter told me at the game today. So as an Eastern Michigan alum, I mean, anytime you're a MAC school and you lose to a Big Ten school, you can't feel bad. At least you didn't get blown out like where you didn't score at all on it. You know, and I always tell people, you got to look at how you score. You know, what the score was and everything else. And they did not get just blew out to the point where they need to put their heads in the sand. I will say that I am so happy that Ohio State lost yesterday to the Oregon Ducks. I am, being from Michigan, and anybody who knows, even though I am not a Wolverine fan, I am not a... So to watch them lose, I was extremely happy. Right now, when we left the game, the Vikings were still losing. So you guys are going to hear a lot of football because we got to go in person. I did not have to sit home and make up my own fucking damn tailgate and everything. Do you know how good it feels to physically go to a goddamn game? I went to preseason. I think I posted preseason. I can't even remember if I posted preseason game. I did not post from today's game because actually I was too busy trying to get in the moment, and they made us cry, so I was scared and my makeup would have ran. They did a 9/11 tribute, but they did it like for 9/12. And I kid you not, there was not a fucking dry eye in the place because the young lady who sung the national anthem was the daughter of a gentleman who passed away on 9/11 in one of the towers. So they had her thing recorded, and I guess I'm thinking that she must have did it for all of the NFL games. I'm assuming that show pictures of other teams that were also listening. So I'm telling you that when I say there was not a dry eye in the place, there was not a fucking dry eye. You got, okay, Detroit Lions, NFL, y'all successfully made us all fucking cry because I was like, I cannot handle it. I was just like, really? My makeup is fucking running and y'all do this shit? I came here to bitch. I did not come here to cry. But it was a very good tribute. I'm not mad at the tribute. It was just that when I say that we were all looking around and it's like people were crying, I had to sit down. I'm trying to make sure, you know, I'm doing the little cute woman thing, like dotting to make sure that my mascara not running. Yeah. They got us good today. They got us good today. And like I said, I'm not mad about the tribute, but, you know, when you got your good mascara on and everything else, you ain't trying to cry. I'm keeping it real. You ain't trying to cry. So, also,
oh, yeah.
I got a new fur baby. I have not posted his picture, but I have, now I have a fur baby. I won him. He's a German Shepherd, and he is another addition to my family, and he is a brat. But he is a brat that I love. I got him in July. He is 3 months old now. He will be 4 months old next week. So I have 3 fur babies to live with me, 4 fur babies total. So I have a 3 month old, a 9 month old, a 12-year-old, and a 5-year-old. Can you imagine if those were human children, what the hell I would be going through right now? My hair would be so fucking gray. I kid you not.
Oh,
it would be
gray. It would be my color.
It wouldn't be cute right now. But so I have my new fur baby. I love my fur babies. Anybody who doesn't know, I love my fur babies. I did not go to Exotica. I had planned on going to Exotica in Chicago. I did not go because this. Everybody, COVID is a mug. And when I say it's a mug, please, people, I understand that we all have our reasons for not wanting the shot. I kind of want to be able to, I want to be able to do like I did today and go to a game. So quit making this shit political, people. Because if you want to be able to go places and not be told that you, you know, nobody wants to be told that they have to have a shot to get in places, or you can't go here because of this, and you can't go here before that. How about you look at it that you want to be able to travel? You know, there are certain states that, depending on what states you're coming from, you have to quarantine so you can't travel to these states. There are countries that you cannot go to being a U.S. citizen because of the way the COVID rates are here. Quit making this shit political. I'm telling you, I just want to be able to go shopping in peace. I want to be able to travel in peace. Quit talking about what this president and that fucking president did and this party and that party, because you know what? I'm going to tell y'all some real things. When you as a parent was told that your child had to get the polio vaccine, and I'm one of the last people who got the polio vaccine. Y'all don't even get a polio vaccine any longer. But the polio vaccine, people were standing in line to get it. You know why? Because polio maims you and can kill you. We get the measles vaccine. We get the mumps, was it MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. We get that vaccine. Now they have a vaccine for chickenpox. They didn't have a vaccine for chickenpox when I was growing up.
No.
They have a vaccine now for something else that children are getting. So why the fuck are you people who are trying to make this political not looking at, this is about saving lives. You know, right now children, you know, children under the age of 12 can't get this vaccine. And those are the ones, those babies are the ones that are going to the hospital with COVID. How about you quit thinking about who the fuck is in office and what they're telling you to do and think about someone else? I understand there are religions, you know, there are religions that do not believe in vaccines. But come on, people, this ain't about, y'all not talking about your religion. You talking about like taking away your freedom? Guess what? What freedom is she taking away from you telling you to get a vaccine? I don't understand. Why are you playing to me? What freedom is being taken away? Because you know what? The president had to do something that I'm sure that he did something the other day that he said he wasn't going to do. He said he wasn't going to mandate the vaccine. He turned around and mandated it. He didn't mandate it because it was fucking political. He mandated it because some of you motherfuckers out there are being so asinine and trying to make it political where he had to say, listen, our economy, you know, we want to, I like shopping. I like traveling. Do you know that Canadian citizens still can't come into the United States because of the way COVID is? Do you know there are countries that will not let us in? Now, some of you might not give a fuck because you might not travel, but as a person who has a fucking passport, I want to be able to travel, okay? I want to be able to fly to fucking Hawaii and not be told I'm quarantined. I want to go into an establishment and not have to prove that I'm vaccinated because they already know it. You know, this is not like the fucking flu shot. You know, we're not taking a chance, and the flu does kill. So before anybody says, well, the flu kills, yes, the flu kills, but a whole lot of people get the flu shot, okay? Seriously, I'm sorry, you guys. Now I had to stop because the whining you hear is my three-month-old. There's nothing wrong with him. He wants attention.
Yeah.
What?
All right, now, we are the same age. Just my, I do not have a scar on my arm for polio.
So, I do, and some people didn't get, but some people, now guess what? I actually got the polio shot twice. And for anybody who said, why did I get it twice? Well, I got vaccinated for polio twice. Once as a child, I have that beautiful disfigurement on my arm from when I got it when I was young. Now, the second time I got it, I did not get any disfigurement. The second time I got it when I was in the military. And even though I had all my shot records, and I want people to understand, this is not political. When I went to the military, I had to have all my fucking shots. All the shots I had as a child, the military mandated that I got every single fucking shot again.
Yeah.
I didn't, bitch. And people who go to the military, and guess what? Depending on what country you go to, you have to get additional vaccination. So quit making this shit fucking political, because when you're in the military, you don't have a choice. You have to get it or you don't have a fucking job, unless you have a religious exemption. And believe me, they have a list of religions that have the religious exemption. You don't get to say that all of a sudden you became a member of the fucking Moonies and now you can't get the shot. First of all, I don't even think the Moonies exist any longer, but I'm just giving that as an example. So, please, people, quit making this look, it's life and death. This is life and death now. And the fact that because there are so many people that will not get it, I'm one of those people who I get the crazy looks, and I don't care about the crazy looks, because when I walk into certain places, and I will be honest, not every place do I wear a mask, but I walk into certain places, I have my mask on, even though I'm vaccinated. And I don't judge anybody who wears a mask. I don't judge anybody who doesn't wear a mask. But guess what? People, get over this shit. Just because somebody has a mask on, it doesn't give you a right to belittle them. Because guess what? Asians from other countries, and I want y'all to understand this, if you have ever traveled to Disney World or Vegas or any place where a lot of Asians travel, they wear a mask all the time when they come here. That's one reason why COVID was not spread as massive as over there as it was here, because wearing masks is something that they've been doing. They've been wearing masks forever. I don't recall not seeing an Asian person wearing a mask when they travel. I'm just being honest. If they have a fucking cold, they put a mask on. We're the wrong sort of selfish individuals by contaminating everybody. We're the selfish individuals.
I do agree on that. I do agree there.
Quit making this fucking political. Quit making this political. Because if you don't want to wear a mask, you're actually being selfish. Because we all have jobs. And we all got that jackass who will come up in there, sneeze on their motherfucking damn, you know, whatever sack are brought in, sneeze on your fucking desk, sneeze in your fucking face. They're sick as a fucking dog, and then you're like, why are you coming to work sick? And they're like, but they won't even cover their fucking mouth. So if you don't want the motherfucker sneezing on you who's sick, what's the difference between COVID? Explain that to me. Please explain it to me. Because all of us have gone to work and said, why is this motherfucker at work sick? They know they're sick as a dog. Why the fuck did they not stay at home? And then 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 more people get sick because that jackass came to work sick. And you talk about that person to their face, behind their back, and every damn thing else. What's the difference? Okay, you got anything to say, Greg, about that?
Oh, I did. And trust me, that's the thing. The job I have, we've had several people come up, test positive, and, all right, stay home. We had one Hispanic that, oh, I'm tired of being at home. I'm going to go to the zoo. So that was, okay, you're an idiot. Now we are somewhat still dealing with this at work, but it's mostly people now that are salesmen that deal with more public than what we do. So, yeah, stay away. I still wear a mask at work, even though I have the vaccine twice. But it's only at work. If I'm driving home by myself, I'm not wearing a fucking mask because you are an idiot.
Yeah, I don't understand why am I watching people who are in the car by themselves with masks on. I still haven't figured that one out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and if you're outside riding a bicycle, why are you wearing a fucking mask? I'm sorry, but
I'm going to bring Randy in because Randy is holding.
Common sense.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you guys doing? Because you guys got kind of hit a couple of weeks ago with the hurricane, right? Or the remnants of the hurricane.
We didn't get that much over out in the county. We had a tornado up in Annapolis, which is far away from me. We didn't get none in Baltimore though, but we got one in Annapolis, Maryland. So they got hit with the hurricane real hard. They got hit with the hurricane real bad up there.
From Ida.
Yeah. Okay, the last time I talked with you guys, let's see, it was, the summer, and I'm back to work. Actually, the job found me on the internet and put me back to work after about a little over a year of
awesome.
Not being at work. So they found me. I didn't find them. I mean, that's a first.
Man, that's awesome.
People need people to work.
I'm sorry?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I said, that's beautiful. They need people to work.
Well, they found me. I didn't find them. So I'm just tired. I mean, sitting there looking at the four walls for about a year and some months. I need to get the hell out of the house. I need to get the hell out. And I was listening to you guys about the mask thing. I mean, God damn, I still wear my mask to work every single day. Every day, because I don't trust people on the outside. Number one. Number two, when I go to like a supermarket or a drugstore or a pharmacy, I just wear the damn mask. Or go to church, actually. Go to church.
Yeah.
I just wear the mask when I'm at church. I don't see what's wrong with people. It's just being selfish and being an idiot. I mean, especially the unvaccinated people. All I can say, if any unvaccinated at the start, let me start again. Any unvaccinated people, stay 6 feet away, because I will not be responsible about what comes after that if you get in my face. I will not be responsible for what I do.
But my whole thing is that it's being selfish, and I mean, we get our children vaccinated, and like I said, I look at it from the standpoint, people, okay, I'm sure everyone heard this on the news like I did, people aren't working because they're getting all this unemployment. Well, guess what? Now unemployment is over. But there are people who really don't want to be exposed to other people because they do have children at home. I'm blessed. I don't have children under the age of 16 at home. I don't have children at home, you know, at all. But people have children who cannot be vaccinated. You know, people have children who cannot be vaccinated. They are really being cautious. And why are people being so selfish? And speaking of being selfish, you know, I'm going to change the subject. Okay, people. For the individuals that decided that they wanted to place orders this pet during our little break with V's After Dark and did not realize that when you stop your payment that your product did not get sent, because I don't send products until I pull the payment from the payment place. The fact that you pulled your payment tells me that you were trying to steal from me. Guess what? Regardless of your reason, you don't get to steal from companies. That's not good. So I don't know what your motive is. I don't know what your problem was. But the fact that you tried to steal from me this past summer, you only hurt yourself. By the grace of God, I did not lose any money because I do not process any orders until I pulled the payments from the payment system. Well, when I went to go pull the payment wasn't there. So, but you didn't cancel your order. So you thought you were sick. You didn't cancel your order. What you did was you canceled your payment, but you didn't cancel your order. So you thought that you were going to get a product for free. What you didn't count on was that I pulled the payments from the payment system. But then when I contact you, because something that you had ordered was not in stock, it was a limited edition item, you didn't even respond back and say you wanted something else because you had no intention of paying for it in the first place. People, quit trying to steal from people, because guess what? God don't like ugly. God does not like ugly at all.
Amen.
By the grace of God, you did not steal from me. But I can tell you, rest assured, you do realize that when you put an address up there and you make a payment, that people can come after you legally, and I will fucking send your shit to a collection agency. So don't think that you are getting over and there are companies that will do it. JCPenney's will do it to you. Macy's will do it to you. Kohl's will do it to you. So don't think that because I'm a small company, I'm not going to do it.
That's it.
But that's all I wanted to say on that. Now, over this break, I was a victim of identity theft.
Wow.
And luckily, my banks and everybody caught it, but I want to put this out there because I don't want anybody to go through what I went through, and I went through it because it was something that they don't put publicly. They tell us about getting all this fucking credit monitoring. Nobody told me that credit monitoring does not cover checking accounts or savings accounts,
mm-hmm.
that you have to go through a different system for that. It's called check system. And when this happened, this person went and opened up a fucking checking account in my name at Citibank. And made themselves a sign on this fucking account. Luckily, because I have a Citibank credit card, Citibank was wondering why the hell now I had an account with them in a totally different state. When I have a Citibank credit card, Citibank caught it. My credit union caught it. A number of places caught it. This motherfucker, whoever they are, and I hope that you listen to my goddamn show because I want you to know you are being prosecuted. You know, they're already doing whatever they need to do. I've already told them I will be testifying because I don't know who the fuck you are. And if I know who the fuck you are and you did this, you're even more fucked. Because I'm going to make sure your ass gets put under the goddamn jail. So,
wow.
Everybody, please go to, it's called Check Systems, and you go on there and you put your information, and what they do is they freeze it where people can't open checking accounts without full verification. And they have it where they can do it for 1 year. I did the 1 year system. I've actually have to get this letter notarized that they sent me, and that's going to be for 7 years where no one will be able to open up a checking account in my name. Well, guess what? This bitch don't need fucking 50 checking accounts. So why somebody would have, I can tell you, I have 3 checking accounts. And I have 3 checking accounts for one reason. One checking account is because I found, because they changed the law and said you can't pay your bills out of your savings account with the debit thing. You have to have a checking account, which I think is crazy. So you can't, like if you do more than 6 transactions a month, your bills won't get paid. I have more than fucking 6 bills. So I had to get a checking account for that. I have another checking account because I had it for my car loan. And when I found out that I could just have them take that money out, I was like, well, I'll open up a checking account here. And my third checking account is because I'm former military. But guess what? I wouldn't have all them fucking checking accounts if it wasn't for the different reasons I named. I don't need a fucking damn checking account with Citibank for no goddamn reason. I have a Citibank credit card. So, again, people are out here, and then whoever the fuck it was, then I guess they figured they was going to scam them an old person because they took that check. They got access to my personal checking account and opened up the checking account with money out of my personal checking account, but they also went and got Disney Plus. Disney Plus didn't catch it, but my checking account cost that I already have Disney Plus. So they were like, why is she making 2 different payments to Disney Plus? So they stopped the payment to Disney Plus, but, oh, they were getting ready to go find them an old person. Because let me tell you what they did. They signed up for the fucking, it's called archive.com. They signed up for that fucking website. So I guess they forgot it's going to get them an old person, too. So, again, this is that crazy shit. People, I got lucky. Everybody doesn't get lucky. Don't just get credit protection, but get your checking account protection. Because that shit was crazy when it happened to me this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to share some good news. I am officially a homeowner. For all you fucking haters who said, how did I pay off my house? Guess what? It's called having a goddamn job. Just because you can't pay off your fucking house, don't be mad at me. And don't think that I can give it to. And more so, this is for those white people who told me, how can I pay off my house because you couldn't pay off yours? Okay, you don't even know how much your fucking house costs. Get the fuck up out of my business. Get some business of your own. How about you be happy for me? Be happy that I have no mortgage. It's a beautiful fucking feeling. I didn't think that this day would come as soon as it did. I knew it would happen before I retired because I had prepared for it. It happened sooner. Excuse me for knowing how to budget my fucking money. Excuse me for not wanting to be in debt when I'm fucking retired living on a goddamn fixed income. Because the worst thing around is to be fucking retired and still got to be trying to come up money for a fucking mortgage payment. Mortgages, depending on how much a mortgage payment is, that shit ain't cheap. And when your fixed income don't cover that, you fucked. Quit hating. Be happy for some people. How about you ask them how they did it? Maybe they could give you some advice. I'm serious. I mean, I watched my mother pay off her house early. I watched all my parents and my family pay off their houses early. So no one in my family has had a mortgage payment in retirement. Plain and simple.
True.
So how about when someone does that, how about you ask them how they do it and how were they able to do it so that maybe you can do it instead of saying, how, you know, why is yours paid off mine ain't? I'm not fucking you. Just like you ain't fucking me. This is like telling somebody that they pussy stinks and why does their pussy smells like fucking roses and why don't yours smell like roses? Like, seriously. Come on, people. Come up with something better.
Well, let me say I'm happy for you. I am happy for you.
Thank you, Randy.
I'm serious. I'm being happy for you because for as long as I've known you, which is almost 10 years, you're a smart person. I just say you're a smart person. I have to say you're a smart person.
Oh, we got a caller. I don't know who this caller is calling from, but I'm here to take. We got a caller. We got 28 minutes left. I just glanced over to the keyboard. Okay, baby, can you get down? Okay. Oh, they hung up. I guess they just was listening. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that was.
They hung up.
Was
damn.
Have you ever noticed that most of the time? Have you ever noticed that most of the time since you had your show? I mean, I'm not talking about past, but recently, I've been your only caller. At least 99%
yes.
of the time.
You know what? Because you know what I noticed. See, I get to look at the stats, and people listen to the show afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. The stats, they're not calling in, and I think because I changed the time, but. You know, I'm never going to be able to make everybody happy all the time, and we have to do what's convenient for us. And I, you know, if they go back and listen, I mean, that's fine. You know, I'd like if they go back and listen. You know, I'm going to switch the format. My intention was to start broadcasting live on Twitch while we're doing this, but naturally that didn't happen today, and it didn't happen last week. My intention has been to, because Twitch will let me, I checked out Twitch, and Twitch will let me talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can promote this show on Twitch, and I will be live, and I will be able to do it while I'm doing this show. So it's one of those where I was like, okay, I'm trying to figure out how to do that, or I would do Twitch an hour before this show so that people from Twitch would be able to come over. I'm still trying to figure out how to do it because Twitch is more of a gaming site, but a lot of people on there want me to get on there, and I'm like, I don't game. I'm not a gamer. But some people just talk. I'm serious. Some people are on there just talking. And that's why I had to find out, you know, if it was just for gamers or whatever. But I do want to talk about something else that I think is funny. So we've all seen that site, Fans Only. And you know that that's where the people in the adult industry, they was posting stuff, and it was, or the OnlyFans, whatever it's called.
OnlyFans, yes.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
You see that, you see that they had to change their, they came out and said, listen, we're no longer allowed any pornography on our site. You know, we're going to do this. Well, as soon
mm-hmm.
as they did that, and they said they were getting complaints from the banks and all these other places. Okay, you see that.
Right.
People came back and said, okay, fuck you. You ain't going to do it. And you see they changed their thing saying that I guess they extended it another 60 or 90 days or whatever. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't give a fuck that Kylie Jenner and all these other motherfuckers want to be on there. So you want to be like porn stars and the people in the adult industry? Why y'all always want to fuck with somebody's money? I call that hating on the adult industry. Before anybody says anything, no, I do not have, what is it? Is it OnlyFans, the Fans Only? What is it called?
OnlyFans.
Okay,
OnlyFans.
I do not have an OnlyFans. That tells you that I don't have one of those accounts. But if I were in the adult industry as far as making movies and everything else, and this was a way for me to have another source of income, I would do it. I'm not going to say I wouldn't. I would do it. And my question is, why is it whenever, first of all, OnlyFans really pretty much much with sport, people in the adult industry, and people want to post new pictures and stuff of themselves and make more money off of it. Why people gotta fucking hate? Why? Why y'all gotta hate? I mean, then, you know what? Because these fucking reality stars and all these other motherfuckers wanted to get an OnlyFans account and they felt it was fucking up their money. Didn't nobody tell you on that website you could sell your shit on Facebook or Instagram or something else? You ain't gotta sell it on there. Why are you wanna fuck with people's money? I call that hating. Why are you fucking with people's money? But y'all saw that was good money coming in, so now you wanna get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Go on fucking TikTok. Don't they get paid for being on TikTok and all that other shit? Go back on that other shit. Leave OnlyFans to, you know, those people who are truly looking at OnlyFans. Quit fucking with people's money. If you ain't going to take your pants off and show a motherfucking dick or a pussy or a titty, get the fuck up off that site and go back on TikTok. You got TikTok money. You got Instagram money. You got Snapchat money. Why the fuck you want to fuck with that other stream of income? That's what I don't understand. And again, before anybody says anything, I do not have a account on OnlyFans. But I don't believe in fucking with nobody's money. I was happy for the folks who was doing it. I was like, well, damn, maybe when I, you know, retire from my other job, I might was doing it. And I was like, somebody wants to see this all, but, you know, I have these little conversations in my head, not publicly. But I was like, you know, I wasn't mad about it. Not mad at all. Quit fucking hating on people. Let these people make their money. And then OnlyFans going to say, well, we got complaints from the bank. The banks asked us to do this. The banks ain't asked you to do shit. Because all the money is going into legitimate banking accounts. And what it is because the banks put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to see why they was getting so much money coming in from OnlyFans. And took a look, and because they couldn't shut down that person's bank account, they came to you and said, made you shut it down. That's all they did.
Yep.
Quit fucking. That's just like with marijuana. Banks will not let people who sell marijuana have bank accounts. They have to do it under a different type of company. Because if the money says it's coming from marijuana, they won't take it because marijuana is illegal. I'm so tired of people fucking with people's money. Guess what? You open up a goddamn dispensary, you should be able to have a motherfucking bank account. Period. It's legitimate business.
Amen.
If marijuana is legal in the state that you live in, who the fuck is J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citizens, PNC, and all these other motherfuckers to say, no, you can't, you can't have a bank account? Are you fucking kidding me? That's why Bitcoin is becoming so fucking popular, and I would never want Bitcoin because I think Bitcoin ain't, you know, I don't trust Bitcoin. But y'all always want to fuck with somebody's money. Quit fucking with people's money. Get a life of your own.
Well, that's the thing. Social media is, the people that run on social media are shutting all this shit down. It's against our family virtue.
You know,
I can agree with that.
Family virtue. Because social media, I can tell you, the number of young people who have gotten killed and committed suicide and fights and all this shit over fucking social media, they go to hell with that shit. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's it. Right there.
The bullying that goes on social media, the stuff that is posted on social media promoting hate, the stuff that's on social media that has nothing to do with fucking family values, and they want to talk about fucking promoting family values and all that shit, again, kiss my ass. You know, give me something else. I don't want to hear that shit. Because that, I don't want to hear about that bullshit. You're not going to tell me that someone who shows their body on OnlyFans or sells marijuana doesn't have any fucking family values. I'm not going to accept that. Not at all.
Agreed. Very true.
I'm not going to accept it. I'm not going to feed into it. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to play that game. Because I feel that Mark Zuckerberg, I feel that he has no fucking family values. Because if he had some real fucking family values, he would shut down the fucking hate crime that goes on social media. He would shut down when somebody is bullying somebody on social media. He would shut down when someone posts a fucking video of shooting somebody on social media. He would make it where that should not be able to be put up there. So he can kiss my fucking ass when he talks about fucking family values.
Exactly.
Facebook has no fucking values other than the bottom line of that almighty motherfucking dollar. If he had some fucking family values, he would not let people post a fucking damn pyramid scheme on fucking Facebook. There's so many fucking pyramid schemes on Facebook. What the fuck does that have to do with family values? You tell somebody, oh, you give $1,200 and you bring in this many people and they give $1,200 and then you go through this little fucking circle or whatever and this is how much money you can make. Really? What fucking family value is that? I didn't learn that when I was growing up.
Agreed.
Me too. I'm good. I haven't done that shit.
So, family values, kiss my ass. You don't get to tell me about fucking family values when you have none. You made your money as a college student who was smart enough to come up with some algorithm to get your friends to feed into it, to talk in college, and to turn into a fucking billion-dollar motherfucking industry. You got lucky. I'm not mad at you about it. Shit, I was smart enough when I was in college to think about that. But the whole thing is that who are you to dictate fucking family values when you wouldn't think about fucking family values when you was creating Facebook in college? You know what you was thinking about? You didn't want to fucking be in class, and you was trying to figure out a way to make some money. And you found it. I don't want to hear about your fucking family values. It's too much shit that someone owns. You know, people are posting stuff that I feel have nothing to do with family values. I'm going to say I know they have nothing to do with fucking family values. But because OnlyFans was taking money away from you, because you don't own that company, because they won't feed in to let you buy them out, now there's a problem. You mad because you didn't come up with the fucking idea, because I bet if you would have came up with that idea, you would have been all for it. And I see nothing wrong with fucking pornography, because I can tell you, if it wasn't for porn, it a whole lot during COVID, you would have a whole lot of people killing people. Let's keep it real. Because as a person, as a female who jacked off during COVID and is still jacking off, I can tell you porn has cut me through COVID. Okay? I ain't going to beat nobody's ass. I'm telling you, as an individual who had to have that fucking release, I had to get that good release. Because you don't know. Think about it. When these motherfuckers go out here telling people, normally it's that man who's talking about he's a virgin and he ain't never had sex. I'm telling you, let that motherfucker come one good time. He will relax. Get him a good dial, a fleshlight, come in there. You know what? He'll be a relaxed motherfucker. And for a female, give me a good fucking toy, get a good release. Guess what? You're not cussing out nobody. He just mad because he didn't come up with the fucking idea. Let's just keep it real. Because I can tell you, my fucking family values say that, listen, you don't want me when I haven't came, okay? You don't want to deal with me when I haven't learned how to fucking release. Porn is good. Porn has served a good purpose during COVID. Because that's what a whole lot of people have been fucking with people, but they've been having a fucking phone set. They've been fucking video chat with people talking about, hey, look at this, and comment. Oh, yeah. You better go check yourself.
Amen.
as a fucking female who has recharged her motherfucking toy numerous times, hell fucking yes. And guess what? The only thing I didn't look at was the tube sites during this because I couldn't, you know what? I started thinking about, I was like, damn. I started thinking about the motherfucker I was fucking a few years ago. Yeah. I'm creating porn in my motherfucking head with my toys. I have plenty of things to fucking simulate me. Kiss my ass about fucking family values.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if he didn't have a wife, he'd be fucking jack off to something because he's not the most attractive person in the world. Let's keep it real. Mark Zuckerberg is not an attractive man. He could probably buy some pussy. If he wasn't married to his wife, I'm telling you, he'd be buying pussy. And he would need a fucking self. And he, I mean, when the, we, I mean, let's keep it real. He might still need one. We just don't know because I don't live in his house with him. I know he got lucky enough to get his wife pregnant and they had a baby, but, you know, we really don't know this ex-wife now, do we? Shit, he might have a whole damn room. Talking about fucking family values. I bet I got more family values than him. I'm just keeping it real. He just mad because he ain't come up with the idea. I mean, we know it's true. If he would have came up with the idea, he would have been okay. But he didn't come up with the idea.
That's it.
So he had to hate on the other folks.
And that's the main thing. People hate on other folks because of their success. And we talked about that
earlier. I mean, look,
earlier.
He bought Instagram. Instagram was his competition. Remember, he went and bought Instagram.
Yep.
So that he can control it. He didn't buy Instagram because he thought it was a good idea. He bought Instagram because they was his competition.
Yep. A monopoly.
The only reason why he ain't got Twitter is because Twitter ain't going to play that game with him.
Yep. But Twitter still censors. So you
yeah,
have
still
two
censors.
Juggernauts. You have two juggernauts being Facebook and Twitter that still censor. And both of them are going to shut down everything that is, quote, against their value.
It's like the Facebook police. shut down stuff. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Facebook has already shut down some of my shit. It's like,
yeah, mine
really?
Too.
Okay, well,
mine too.
That's
mine
shut
is true.
Too.
Is it true? No. Okay. Whatever.
Getting back to Instagram. Instagram used to show tits and ass on Instagram.
And I'm not even on there.
They used to show tits and ass. But about last year, a year before, they censored that.
Yeah. The reason why they did that, I'm going to tell you why they did it. You ready for this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were okay with tits and ass until I want to say it was either Tuesday or Thursday, but it's like it was about men and it was men showing their dicks, and that's when they had a problem, and that's when they shut that shit down because when the woman heaven forbid a woman sits there and looks. And enjoys it. Let's keep it real. When men start showing their dicks and women were liking that shit, that's when Instagram shut the shit down and said, oh, hell no, we can't have, you know, we okay with this, but we not okay with you know, they was okay with Series and S. They wasn't okay when we started like an addiction we were seeing, because there was so much time six on there, okay? I want to say that it was like Wild Wednesday or something. No, it was Man Crush Monday. Man Crush Monday is when they shut that shit down. Because I'm telling you, I looked one day and I was like, damn, I was like, I glanced because I didn't know what Man Crush Monday was, and it came up on my feed, and I was like, damn, that looks nice. And yeah, I'm one of those people, I ain't gonna lie, I like some shit. Hell, what's wrong with me liking a dick?
Yep.
And it was a nice looking dick. So they shut that down on Man, because too many of us women was like a Man Crush Monday. I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
Man Crush Monday is not what they wanted us to like. We were supposed to be miserable as people. We were not supposed to be like a Man Crush Monday.
Well,
and as a female who was enjoying Man Crush Monday, I tell you, I was like, damn, that shit looks nice. Now, as long as there was titties and ass out there for women, they let that shit go. But hell, we started liking fucking dick. Who the fuck are we to like dick? And nice looking dicks. You know, it wasn't like there was no little puny size of your damn pinky dicks. They was nice size dicks. I was like, damn, wondering if some of that shit was real. I was like, damn, that can't be a real dick. Damn, that motherfucker would kill me.
Or it looks like a thumb.
I'm telling you, there was some serious dick out there. But when us women started like a Man Crush Monday, first they started, see what it is they blocked the men, and then they got their ass cussed out because they was like, why are you blocking dick when you let ass and tips show? They had to block everything. But what it is some men hated that it was some men out there with nice dick. There was some nice dicks, okay? As opposed to who? Yeah, there were some nice looking dicks out there. Some man got intimidated because it was a dick nicer than his, or maybe he put his dick out there and wasn't nobody liking it. I mean, shit. I think that a man got intimidated because the dick wasn't, his dick wasn't one of the dicks that we was liking. But shit, get a dick that we like. I mean, hell, y'all feel like titties and ass. Why can't we like this? A man got mad and shut it all down. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem saying I'm one of the women who was liking the dick.
And another thing, Tumblr used to show dicks, pussies, and ass. They censored them too.
I've never been on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Never
I
been
don't
on
know
Tumblr.
What they did.
Okay.
No.
I'm just letting you. I mean. I go on Tumblr from time to time. Earlier, they've been showing some like tits and ass, and it's just like Instagram and stuff. But a few years ago, it kept too much showing tits and ass and dick and all that. They just shut the shit down altogether.
Yeah,
it's all about censoring.
I mean, Twitter has done that for years. Okay, let's go ahead and read.
Oh,
them.
We got somebody.
Okay.
Hey, we got a caller who wants to join, so let's have somebody join our conversation.
It.
You ready?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, caller. Thanks for joining
the
conversation. All right.
I just wanted to say that fuck Instagram. Instagram kicked me off for no fucking reason. Size discrimination, too.
Yes.
That's what we were talking about.
Should be proud of being a big woman, and they kicked me off the site.
Well, see, that's why I said Instagram is part of Facebook. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, him and his wife, they about the size of Twiggy. So, they probably didn't like what they saw. Whatever and all it takes is to like something, and then they say, oh, it's something wrong with it. Everybody's not going to like everything. We lost our caller. Well,
no.
Maybe they'll call back.
That's the thing. If you go on Facebook, there is called beer groups and beer stuff like that. Okay, have a beer. Women show off div posts, pics, nothing naked, but it's, beer groups and beer posts, and that's fine. No nudity because of Facebook, Twitter, and everything. And it's like, no. It's like, okay, that's a little bit above the line. It's like, really? Are you serious? Why are you going to censor this post and nothing vulgar has been done?
Because it comes down, I'm telling you, because these people will complain. Like, I've had people complain about things I posted, and they've gotten, it's backfired on them. Because anybody who's seen my posts in the past few years, you haven't seen anything. But there are people going like, I'm a Detroit Lions fan. And I'm like, who gives a fuck? I like the Lions. Go to hell. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Oh, you offend me because you like the, you know, Lions. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and report you because I hate the Lions. It's like, really, are you that fucking stupid? Yeah,
people
are.
You're that shallow. You know, and that's the whole thing. It's sad because people want to, because they don't like something, they think they can censor it. It's just like this fucking damn law in Texas where they're asking people to report people who get abortion. I have a problem with that.
Yes.
Who are you to tell me, you know what, women's rights, women have, I would like to see a man go out there and get violated and be told that now you got to deal with it.
Right.
Everyone who gets raped does not choose to have, you know, if they get pregnant, they do not always choose to have the child. And to tell a woman that if she gets raped, that she has to have this child by this person that she did not know, or maybe someone that it was an acquaintance and she got raped by them, that's not fair. That's not fair. And then how the fuck does Texas going to think they're going to eliminate rape? That was the most asinine, stupidest thing I've ever heard come out of someone's mouth. You're going to eliminate rape.
Yep.
So basically, you're saying that you're accepting rape. You're not going to get rid of it because that comment, when you're saying you're going to eliminate rape, you're basically telling a woman if she's married to a man that he has the right to do this to her, which is rape. You're telling a woman that if she's dating someone and they do something to her, that that's acceptable. And that's not fair. Who are you to say that you're going to eliminate rape when you're saying that what happened to a woman, you're disregarding what happened?
Right.
I just have a problem with that.
It's a big problem.
Because there has been rape for a long time, a very long time. You know, I'll be honest, as a survivor, everyone knows how I feel about it. And I don't even want to get into that this week because there'll be a whole lot of shit. You know what? We got another show next week. We got the tail end. We're not going to go over. I'm not going to get myself riled up because that's the whole thing. Everybody have a great week. We are back until Christmas. I think we only got a couple of breaks. Everybody have a great week. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Love you guys.
About this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about about all of the things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about